This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese Christian street evangelist was sentenced to 10 days in jail last week for the act of, quote, illegal evangelism, end quote, as the Communist Party escalates its crackdown on street evangelism, reports the Christian Post. Chen Wensheng, who is part of the Xiaokan Church in Henyang, located in China's Hunan province, was sentenced on August 3rd after authorities detained him because of his evangelistic activity, reports persecution watchdog China Aid. Chen often carries a wooden cross inscribed with the words, quote, glory to our Savior, end quote, and quote, repent and be saved by faith, end quote, as he shares the gospel with passers-by. During his latest detention, his cross was confiscated by officers. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. President Trump has made Joe Biden's cognitive ability a campaign issue. Just moments after Errol Barnett, a black CBS reporter, asked about it in a television interview, Biden blew his top. Listen.
We had an opportunity to speak to the vice president as part of the convention for National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists, which is kicking off today. And we cover a wide range of topics. President Trump has made his mental ability and agility a campaign topic. And Vice President Biden had previously said in June, he's always cognitively tested on the campaign trail. But I had a more specific question. Here's the exchange.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test?
I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates.
Now, we asked the Biden campaign this morning if they wanted to add any additional context to those remarks, specifically comparing a mental test to being tested for cocaine. The campaign has not yet responded.
Gary Bauer of Campaign for Working Families said, quote, the reason elderly people take cognitive tests is because there is a risk of some elderly people developing cognitive difficulties. This is a legitimate concern given Biden's history and advanced age. But Biden immediately hits back by racially profiling the black reporter, assuming there is a high risk of blacks being junkies. Donald Trump would not survive this. No Republican would survive this. End quote. Bauer concludes, quote, Joe Biden just failed a big cognitive test. America cannot risk President Joe Biden. End quote. On Saturday, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, Bob Avakian, publicly endorsed Democratic nominee Joe Biden, reports Fox News. Avakian, who founded the party in 1979 and has a controversial past that includes a prison sentence for desecrating the American flag, wants his followers to know that this election is choosing a lesser of two evils. A California judge has granted a temporary restraining order against Godspeak Calvary Chapel and its pastor Bob McCoy for holding in-person services in violation of COVID-19 health orders, reports the Christian Post. Ventura County Superior Court granted the order on Friday, requiring McCoy and the church to adhere to statewide and county public health orders, stipulating that church services be held outdoors with masks and social distancing or online. In a video message on Friday, Pastor McCoy expressed his outrage at the three Ventura County supervisors who initiated the legal action against the Calvary Chapel.
Our county supervisors, especially the three I listed, which is Linda Parks, John Zaragoza, and Steve Bennett, releasing convicts into our streets, and now they're coming to arrest Christians who want to worship God. What's happened in America?
Pastor McCoy announced that he will not allow Caesar to dictate that he cannot hold in-person church services, even though he and the first 1,000 people who show up have been threatened with arrest.
As a church, we have been ordered by the judge to remain closed. This building, by judges' orders, is not to be occupied by Rob McCoy or 1 to 1,000 does. I wish it didn't have to come to this. I really do. But we will be violating the judge's order. We will be open this Sunday. But we're planning on having services at 9, 11, and 1. We're going to keep worshiping God. If they seek to arrest me and the 1,000 of you, it's almost like the first 1,000 get a prize. You get a citation. It's a misdemeanor.
Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than man." Jerry Falwell Jr. agreed Friday to take an indefinite leave of absence from his roles as president and chancellor of Liberty University at the request of the Board of Trustees, reports the Christian Post. The board's request came days after Falwell expressed regret over posting a photo of himself at a costume party on a yacht during his family's vacation that showed him wearing a t-shirt and jeans that were unzipped to expose his abdomen and underwear. His right hand was around the waist of his wife's assistant, who was wearing a tank top and unzipped shorts, exposing her midriff. In an interview with WLNI's Morning Line last Wednesday, Falwell explained the context of the photo that he posted on Instagram last weekend and subsequently deleted, saying that his wife's assistant is pregnant and was unable to zip up her shorts.
She's pregnant. She couldn't get her pants zipped. And so I was like trying to like, I had on a pair of jeans that I haven't worn in a long time, so I couldn't get mine zipped either. So I just put my belly, out like hers. And she's my wife's assistant and she's a sweetheart. And I should never put it up and embarrassed her because I've apologized to everybody. And I promise my kids I'm going to try to be a good boy from here on out. We were on vacation and... Anyway, long story short, it was just in good fun. That's it.
The costume party aboard the yacht was inspired by the long-running comedy series Trailer Park Boys. Some accused Falwell of hypocrisy, citing Liberty University's code of conduct that prohibits students from consuming media that contains, quote, lewd lyrics, anti-Christian messages, sexual content, nudity, pornography, end quote, either on or off campus. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.